Dear audience, welcome to the Conscious Wellness Show. I am Raymond Morris, your host. On today's show, we are honored to have an important guest, Siobhan Nicolaou, and the subject will be how to bring the reflection of house and body into health and harmony. Her website is, I'll spell it out for you in case you want to look at it while we're interviewing her, is siobhannicolaou.com. She is a medium for spirit and emissary of truth. Siobhan Nicolaou, the Sword of Truth, is a published author, medium for spirit, metaphysician, and master alchemist who has been teaching energy management, energy transformation, and sovereign development for 25 years. She is in the empowerment business, which offers individual and group support through readings, meditations, teleclasses, and activations for your harmonious, spiritual, and creative unfolding. These tools are for everybody in a profession or in any profession or walk of life. Siobhan is an emissary of truth that assists you in awakening by offering you tools and guidance from higher consciousness that dissolves separation, opening of your heart to the voice of wholeness and your unique expression of this vibration in the world. Her mission is to empower you with what she embodies as a sustainable path of wholeness and peace. When she's not in the field of transforming homes and lives, she is teaching the language of love through readings, classes, and meditation. Welcome, Siobhan, to the Conscious Wellness Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very, very happy to be here.
Well, tell us some more about the Sword of Truth and perhaps your books you've published. Okay. Anything else you wish to share?
Well, people kind of wonder how it all goes together. And how it goes together is the first, the coming together within myself, which was essential to access the voice of spirit within the love. It's the essence of love itself, and that has a much bigger presence. It has a more purposeful path. It's the way that we use love in spirit. So the Sword of Truth is the God consciousness within the love of me that then propels me forward in this path to help others. Transforming energy is just decoding, if you will, the illusion of physicality here on the planet. It's a scientific fact now that nothing here is solid. And so what we do is do the transformation of the house and the body, which reflect each other beautifully. We just reclaim the light on the planet. Hopefully that'll become the tipping point at a much more rapid rate to become the experience of humans rather than just the knowledge of humans.
And you do this through workshops or personal sessions? How does it work?
Yes, what we do is we empower people with the tools of using golden light specifically. There are metaphysical reasons for that. In this dimension, everything is that vibration at its essence, and it doesn't divide. And so we teach people how to access this, to reawaken this truth within them, this level of love. And through love, then they transform within them what is in conflict. As a result, their reflection becomes peaceful because we create our reality from inside out. So meditation is a practice that we use. It's a basic tool for getting in touch with the truth of who you are, which is yourself on this level of consciousness. And then from that, we show people more the techniques of transforming the emotional energy and reclaiming the soul. Yes. So the same thing applies to a house. The physical body and house are they're built on a physical reality, and the emotional energy, which is what I'm out transforming in the world and within myself, is created in the same way. So emotional energy is what people believe is real, and that's what creates duality, is their perspective. So we show them how to come out of that through loving themselves first.
Okay, and you do this through a combination of mentorship and workshops, or how does that work?
People usually come to me and they get a reading, and so we give them what's called a reading from spirit. I tune into spirit, and then they give, spirit gives me the information that shows me where to go with the reading. We are here to awaken people to the truth of who they are, so it moves them down that track. So a reading is usually the way people begin. if they're interested in the tools, then we give them the tools to come together within themselves. And through that process, they decide how they want to move forward. The mentorships are very popular because it's 1 hour a week, 4 consecutive weeks or more. And we work on these key points. So it's more personalized to the to the client in that way. We help them familiarize themselves with the consciousness they are, deepen their abilities. Activations are called for sometime. There's just, a whole lot that supports their evolution on all levels. Yeah. You're muted here.
I see you have something called in the workshop section, energy transformation specialist training. Is that a training for people who then want to give therapy or whatever you might want to call it? Or is
the energy transformation course that is a 6-month course is designed to teach them how to transform energy within a home. We begin, and the class is, it builds. So the basis for everything that we teach is about golden light and transforming lower vibrational frequencies. And so we help people get connected to the love that they are and how to transform what would keep them in the realm of division in this work. So that workshop is designed to teach people how to transform the energy of a house, not just clear it. Because we have to overcome, in what I teach, we're overcoming the language of division. So which is non-resistance. And so I deal with very interesting cases, like where murders have happened, murder suicides, meth labs, rape, where there are energy patterns that are very active and most people don't know how to deal with them. So they go in from a resistant place and things happen when you do that. But we show people how to do it from a place of non-resistance. And so that would be from a place of love, which is different.
So you don't actually do an energy clearing of the house, or you do that as well?
We transform the energy in a house because I have found through this work that there is nothing to clear. It's being the presence of love, and one of two things happens. It either transforms or it goes somewhere else, because it's the only two things that can happen in the presence of love. Love just loves. It doesn't decide what it's going to love. It doesn't judge whatever this energy will appear, as. It just loves. It's a totally different way than what people are out there doing. Because we're not playing on the field of duality. We're playing in the world, not of the world. So we're not subjected to the rules of the world.
I'm just trying to think what that might look like practically for somebody who needs to have some energy clearing of their house because something.
Well, this is why we don't explain it to them. Most of the time, yeah. We get people who call who are in all kinds of distress. I've been a spiritual counselor for 30 years. I'm a master at working with energy. What we do is we just work with the person to help them come to peace within themselves, knowing that we know what we're doing, and they let us do it. If they want to learn how to do it, then they're already in line with the teaching, which is the basis for everything, which is non-resistance. I do a lot of work remotely very successfully, even houses and properties where there's been a lot of nefarious activities over the years. We work with a home energetically, physically, and the property and the home for 3 months afterward.
Okay, and I see that there's also a prayer team mediumship development. Is that
Some people prefer separate? Well, it's part of what we do, but it's an aspect of what we do. Some people would rather just be the presence of love after the fact. They would rather just be the light there rather than actually be out in the field doing the physical work. And so they help me. I go out and I can do this house, and then they help me remotely work with the house energetically for this 3-month period after the fact, so I can move on to another house. So we keep it going that way. So every day I'm tuning into these different projects I'm working on, but they're also helping with, the finishing.
So they're contributing, obviously. It's not just right. Everybody's participating in this.
Yes, after I do the initial heavy work, as I call it, then they are just the presence of love that finishes transforming everything. Because everything is consciousness. And so the house really is a different vibration when we're finished with it. The property is held in a different vibration for long enough that it can be activated. It's very nice, very beautiful.
And what is the Golden Light Co-Creator Group?
Golden Light Co-Creator Group are usually done in 3-month segments where we work with the cycles of the moon, and it's based on the Abraham teachings of manifestation. We have creative projects we're working on, and it's a collaborative effort that we just have fun. We do these different things having fun while we manifest these projects through 3 cycles of the moon. So it's really fun.
Could you give me an example of a project?
Well, sure. So someone has a book that they're working on, and they set a certain goal that they want to achieve by the end of the 12 weeks. And so we get together over the phone 2 hours a week, and we're meditating, right? And we're have our focus in a positive way. We're working with energy because that's really what brings about manifestation. And there's little fun exercises you do. I work with the Kabbalah, so there are fun things we do, at the new moon, and then plant the seeds within our heart and plant the seeds. We plant them metaphorically and physically, and then by the end of the 12 weeks, their project, the momentum carries them through whatever they achieve by the end of it. So houses are moved into, houses are found, end of a book project, beginning of a book project, I want to get so far, this kind of thing. So it takes a little bit of focus and a lot of positive support.
Sounds interesting. And then I see also something called Golden Light Co-Creator Group.
Golden Light Co-Creator Group is that.
Okay, sorry. And the Art of Self-Healing, that's a workshop you do with live?
Everything that we do is based in the tools of using golden light. And because golden light is love, as we say, so when we get over the illusion of physicality, we start relating to ourselves as consciousness, then we can relate to everything else from that place. And so the art of self-healing, this is where consciousness is right now. It's moving very quickly toward accessing self, because we're really our only source of healing. Nobody actually heals anyone. They just create a space where someone can get out of their way enough so they can be
healed. Yeah.
So self-healing, there is a way to help people much quicker. As I evolve, so does my work. But to help people transform the energy within the emotional and physical body much faster than it was before. We're moving into a time where we can help them connect the dots much easier and use the golden light to transform the energy. And the beauty of that is when we can reclaim that lower energy as the essence of love that it is. It's just, there is no darkness. It's just love that doesn't know itself to be love because it's been pushed away for so long and called darkness. But when we learn how to be the presence of love for what we've judged before, then there's nothing within us that won't come to love eventually. And that vibration in your emotional body becomes less and less and less. So you don't have to look left and deny right. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no division in that.
Is it possible to do a little meditation with a golden light live here over the air with the audience, or is that not appropriate?
Well, it usually takes people a good 10 minutes to get out of their head long enough to do that. Let's see how we would about that. But we do emphasize golden light. My second book will be coming up with more of the metaphysical reasons why. My first book, The Absence of Evil, Love's Reclamation of the Soul, is just about how we approach ourselves in the way of healing. And there's no division in the golden light. So what we would recommend is first to have people just gently close their eyes and get really familiar with getting comfortable and relaxing by having the shoulders back and down. So you're keeping the solar plexus, which is your personal power center, left open in the spine instead of crimped. So the energy can flow evenly up and down the spine as well as out the front and the back. We help people get into a state of receptivity through this process. We want to encourage everyone to feel into where their energy is right now and then just bring it down consciously into the body and have it settle beneath the feet. This is what we call self-contained, contained within the self. If you tilt your head slightly forward, it allows your eyes to kind of be downward facing. which keeps you more aligned with the silence at the center right above the navel, rather than with your head up with all the energy focused in the third eye. So tilt your head slightly forward, keep those shoulders back and down. Allow your awareness to drift down to the center. Once again, feel your energy all the way down below your feet. And take a deep golden light breath in through the nose, down to the base of the spine, and exhale out the feet. And just allow your awareness to sink into the silence. Holding that energy down in the body, and then bringing part of your feeling awareness to the base of the spine. Just imagine the base of the spine, the vortex of light opening from the center outward. And then imagine if you can and feel, if you can, the golden roots of light. And growing down through your chair, down the legs and out the feet. And just feel how it holds that energy down in the body. There's nothing to think about, but there's nothing to figure out. And just imagine and feel your roots of light making their way down to the heart of the earth. And then becoming one with the warm golden core. And feel your energy all the way down in the body. And maintain this grounded connection. And at the same time, imagine and feel golden energy and light moving up the spine from the base to the sacral plexus chakra with your feeling awareness, even out the energy flow, the front and the back, down the spine to the heart of the earth. Imagine and feel softly and gently golden light moving up the spine to the solar plexus. Check your energy flow out the front and the back, connecting the solar plexus down to the heart of the earth. Feeling your energy all the way down in the body, and feeling grounded and safe. Nothing to think about, nothing to figure out, just allow energy and light to move up the spine to the heart, evening out the energy flow between the front and the back, down the spine to the heart of the earth. Keeping your awareness dropped deeply into the center of being. And imagine and feel your energy and light moving up the spine to the throat, evening out the energy front and the back, connecting the throat chakra down the spine to the heart of the earth. Energy and light moving up to the brow chakra, evening the energy flow out the front and the back, connecting the brow chakra down the spine into the heart of the earth. Feeling your energy all the way down in the body. And then look up with the eye in the middle of the head to the bottom of the crown chakra, the top of the head, and imagine that golden lotus blossom opening wider and wider. And then imagine and feel a golden ball of light, as brilliant as the sun, pouring down into the head. And as you maintain your grounded connection to the heart of the earth, the golden light will be drawn through you. Just imagine and feel it moving through every cell of the body. All the muscles from the top of the head to the tips of your toes, relaxed, receptive. Down the shoulders, down the arms, and out the hands. Filling the heart and the lungs. Down to the marrow of the bones, imagine and feel golden light. Farther down the spine and in and through the solar plexus, Feel your energy radiating from the center of you outward in every direction as the golden light moves deep into the body, permeating all of your internal organs. Down to the sacral plexus, down to the base of the spine, golden light flowing into earth, through the hips and through the legs, and out the feet. And just maintain your grounded connection from the base of the spine, feeling your energy all the way down in the body as the golden river of light is drawn through you, transforming every cell all the way down to the heart of the earth. And then when you're ready, bring your awareness back to the center and open your eyes. This is the basic way people familiarize themselves with actually the essence of what they're made of in this realm. And so it takes you out of the illusion of body to the awareness of consciousness. And it's a very rapid road to take to your own well-being in the way of conscious wellness. You're the consciousness that you are, and from this place you can actually direct your body from the level of consciousness and love to let go of the illusion of disease. You start to decode the illusion, if you will, and recode it to the way you want to live, which is the truth of what life is all about. This is a limitedlessness that we are if we want to take the time to do it. So the meditation has many different reasons, but we're also working with people now. Spirit's encouraging me to really help people be that even when they're walking around. It's not that we want you to have to sit and get connected and meditate, and then most people just get up and lose the connection. We are working with a set of tools beyond what we just did here today that show you how to maintain that connection while you're walking around doing everything that you're doing. So it becomes a state of being, not a doing anymore. You don't have to sit down and meditate eventually. These tools just help you get into the connection so it's lasting.
Can you give us one example of these tools?
Yes, start talking with your spirit about being down in the body. People just think we go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning like it's some kind of physical thing. And the only reason we're here is because of the consciousness that entered our body when we took that first breath, when we came out of the mother's womb. And so if we begin creating a conscious dialogue and relationship with this being that is the life-giving source of us, then we have to talk to it. We have to remember, which is how we dismembered ourselves into duality. We have to remember ourselves, put ourselves back together, and start working consciously, co-creating with this being. And so it's like a child that has never been taught anything. It just lives outside. It lives up and out of the body. So most people are halfway on the planet all the time. They know a lot. They can have great conversations, and everyone agrees with them, but they don't live what they're know. This is about accessing the knowing within the being and working with that being to stay down below the feet and to work with it to stay in the body, in form.
Anchored.
Well, you anchor it through the process of grounding. That's what it holds it there. But you can end up giving that up too when you've created such a conscious relationship with that being that it gives you life, that it knows to stay there. And there are indicators that will show you throughout your day without ever having to sit down and meditate when that's happening and how to self-correct in the moment, not to beat yourself up, but to love yourself more.
So is this connecting to our soul or?
Well, the soul.
Spirit.
Is divided. So the consciousness that is the essence of the soul, the essence of love itself, is the spirit within it. And so in this dimension, it's like white light as opposed to golden light. Now, white light is what we're all aspiring to, right? Pure spirit. But in this dimension, it creates more duality because it creates its polar opposite, which is darkness, and then pushes against it and says, you're bad and I'm good, and we need to hold this so we stay this way. Golden light says, I'm just love. And we don't care what you look like, you know, sound like, smell like, feel like. We just love. There's no resistance. And so when you can get to that point within yourself through the way you transform the emotional body, this becomes a way of being within you. And the spirit is love. You know, it's a powerful force of love. And so when that being is present within the form of you, then these parts of you that have been left in the dark, if you will, because the light is more illumined in the spiritual and mental bodies, it can help them come to the surface to be reclaimed as the love light that they are, instead of being pushed away as if the emotional body is something that's bad. It's love that doesn't know that it's love, and we're the only ones that can make that conscious. There's nothing from the outside that can do that for you. So it does take a little bit of work initially until it becomes a way of being.
So the emotional part is also addressed through meditation or some other methods, yeah?
Yeah. Most people, even when they channel, which is, there's nothing wrong with it, we're not judging it, people still do it. To me, it's like, so 10,000 years ago, it's not necessary anymore. It's not that there's anything wrong with it, it's just not necessary. Consciousness is moving to wholeness and drawing upon aspects of who we are, not thinking they're from somewhere else that come through us. And this comes from the sort of truth consciousness, the God consciousness. This is the truth consciousness within the love. So people can agree with the truth, which is more of the white light vibration. But if, unless they're loving themselves to embody it, then they're not living it fully. So yeah, the emotional body is just like a house. Okay, so this is how the reflection it is created. The child is forming physically within the womb. And the whole time, because everything is energy, it is being imprinted with how it feels about what is happening or what's not happening in its environment, what's said or what wasn't said. It has no ability to think about it. It's just being imprinted with how it feels. And so a house is the same way. You have a house that's built on a beautiful piece of land. The people that move into it create the emotional body of the house. Your words are energy. Your thoughts are energy. How you feel about things, what the beliefs are created after. When the mind is, you know, developed and sinks into place when you're about 8 years old, people think beliefs are it, but they are created for how you felt first. So the emotional body is often glossed over, like feelings don't matter. It's what you think about how you feel, and that's not healing how you feel. It's just talking a lot about it, and then normally people are medicated because there's no other way. That's the wall that they hit by talking about it all the time, because they're not making any headway in the transformation of how they feel to change how they think. So we've been taught everything pretty much backwards.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was an accident, but
we can relearn
and I think the thoughts can create the emotions, and I suppose emotion can create the thoughts, or you see it the other way around.
Well, because you have no capacity to think when you're growing. I mean, your emotional body is absolutely being created while you're forming in the womb, and then you're born, and everything you feel, because it's energy, creates the reality that you experience around you. And because you don't know any better, it just keeps recreating itself and then becomes a belief because you've experienced so much, that must be true.
So you don't think we think in the womb?
No.
Okay.
Not unless you're Yogananda, who knew who he was before he got here, which is pretty amazing.
There are some exceptions.
I love that part of his story. It's like, seriously? That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and of course, thought patterns that are repeated become belief systems in a way.
Right. It's thought you keep thinking but they don't often equate it, you know, to of it coming from a feeling first. And so how you feel about things is what you end up believing. And then it's reinforced by, of course, what your parents are telling you. And then they become very rigid structures. Yes. All of it is energy. So that's all we're dealing with here. And so when you learn how to love yourself, it's the same process we use in the way we transform energy in a house or a property. And we've dealt with some very, very active, scary places that most people wouldn't know how to deal with. But love just loves. It doesn't care. It's not intimidated. And it doesn't push. So it has nothing, no resistance to create. It doesn't create resistance to have any pushback.
How does one learn or relearn to love themselves?
Through using the golden light first, because that's the vibration of love in this dimension. And when they can bring that deep enough, and this is why we ground, so they are bringing that vibration of love down into the beneath the solar plexus. Most people leave their spirit drifting up and out above the solar plexus. But the whole rest of the body, where most of your emotional baggage is left in the dark, and that's the source of fear, doubt, lack, worry, sadness, grief, loneliness, all that neediness, because it feels, because you're separate from the love, that it needs to be whole. So you can know love all you want, but it's not going to help you really experience it. Golden light helps you experience it. That's like the baseline for everything. So everything we teach, whether it's a golden light co-creators using the Kabbalah, whether it's transforming homes over a 6-month process, we take you from the ground up with that, because it's all based in non-resistance. So we call ourselves we really bash egos in it. We're really breaking down dualistic perspectives in people through that whole time, so they can be more effective out in dealing with things like that and learn how to embrace themselves without being afraid of what's down there.
What got you on this path of metaphysics and spiritual knowledge?
Well, back in, 86, 87, it was kind of the point for me where I really didn't have anything in life that had any light in it. Like, I was the perfect example of somebody in society. You know, I lifted weights, and I would model bathing suits, and I, you know, was excellent racquetball player, and I was beautiful, and I was the number one salesperson, and I was all these things that looked glamorous from the outside, but I was really a hot mess inside. And there was a whole lot of tragedy and things that happened throughout my childhood, and it kind of just reached a crescendo. And so after real deep family tragedies, that was kind of the turning point. I just thought, well, if this is really just it, the sum total of it, then I was negotiating with God, because I wouldn't take my own life. But I'm like, you know, then take me out, because this isn't worth it to me. This, if this is it, then what's the point? And I did something very radical at that point, because I hadn't done anything else other than cocaine. I went and I found a meditation class, and that was huge. That introduced light into my mind for the first time, and had these wonderful experiences and some really great teachers back then. And that's how I got on the path to this. And it was very much a white light path to begin with. I used to teach channeling classes, very good at it, very natural at it, like a lot of us. That was a big thing in the late 80s and early 90s. And then I found golden light, and I was encouraged to realize that I was what I was seeking outside of myself. And when I heard that, I could feel it very deeply within me, but I couldn't make sense of it with the mind. And there's only one way to find out, and that's through experience. And so I did the work to arrive again and again at my ability to access the source of all knowledge. And I've never read other people's spiritual books. I don't encourage people to do it initially, because they're in so much doubt anyway, you know? So from the inside out is how life is created. And so I've had a real good process of continuing to use the tools to arrive at different levels of this, you know, teaching. So like I say, as I've evolved, it's evolved. And so now we're at the time where it's about self-healing with a capital S, and learning how to be self-contained, contained within the self, and walking around like that all the time as a way of being. So it's great.
So do you think time is accelerating and the vibration is raising on the planet? What's your take on that?
In an enormous way. And it's really kind of cool, because, you know, duality, the world, will keep giving us larger and larger examples of contrast. Look what's happening right now. Things are, you know, just building and building in the way of good and bad, right and wrong, and all this circus that's going on out there. And because you create your own reality, it's what you're hanging on to within yourself that's really going to determine your ride. And that's why we're saying create a conscious relationship with the spirit within you, so you learn how to listen instead of ask. So you learn how to be instead of have to do to get there. This is where we're moving now. Very much accelerated times. Because if everything that you relied on, whether it's a spiritual book or anything else, was all just not here, people are losing their jobs. They don't know where their source of security comes from, stability, prosperity. They don't experience that. They experience it through what they do in the world to make it happen. But the world, in truth, gives you nothing. And so we show people how to access the source of everything and little by little take themselves off that hamster wheel of dependence on the world. And so if people are coming up with their jobs going away, and then we're working with them to stay connected to who they are so they can know their worthiness and, in being given everything from the source within them. So, yeah, we're moving along pretty quickly. Not everybody's working at that level. Some people are hanging on with everything they got, but that's what they have to take themselves through in order to let go. All we're here to do is surrender the ego. Anything that edges God out, we call it, or spirit, whatever you want to call it.
We just need to get out of the way.
You just need to allow. It's not about checking out and hoping things will happen. Yeah. It's about really being present and loving yourself more. This is how you overcome these emotions that people think are real, and to be the presence of love for whatever comes up so you can transform it in the moment, reclaim it as love light. And it's always the child. It's never the adult, never. So we just have to keep addressing that small part of us that actually feels that way. And then there's a whole process we teach people on how to allow it to come up for this expression and then be reclaimed while you're contained within the aura, because of course energy doesn't dissipate. So all the talking out into the world becomes more of the problem than the solution. It just keeps empowering duality instead of taking ownership for your ability to be the creator that you are.
Do you still use Reiki in your practice or not so much?
No, I think I caught a wave of that, like, back when it was a big thing, back in the early 90s, I became a Reiki master teacher in, I think it was 95. And, it was, for the consciousness of the time, Reiki was really great. Reiki has evolved now to be something completely different than the old ancient methods. A lot of these ancient practices have to evolve to fit the consciousness of the time, and that's one of them for sure. So I don't even know what they're teaching out there now. My idea of how I would use any kind of hand on anything now would be that workshop we teach, which is very, very new, a couple of years old, of the art of self-healing. And so that's, hands-on in a way, but it's actually showing people how the person who is on the table, how to transform that emotional energy within them, how to bring it up, how to transform it right where it is. Because that's where conflict, all conflict begins and ends, is within your emotional body and how you perceive that in life.
Is this a live workshop or?
It is a live workshop, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you teach that generally what parts of the U.S.?
In San Francisco, pretty much now, Mountain View, the San Francisco Bay Area, people know where that is. Mountain View, the East-West bookshop down there. I've taught there since 1997. I've had a professional relationship. But wherever I go, wherever I'm called to do that, if somebody called up and said, hey, I've got, six people out here and we're out here and whatever, I'm like, okay, see ya. We'll make the arrangements to do it. But my work is usually inspired. It's not something I really plan. Like, I just listen and I know where to go to give whatever. I know what workshop I'm supposed to give at the time. I know how, I just listen and let spirit kind of move that. But if somebody wants it, we're there.
So out of the services that are available at a distance, the house cleaning, I think, is one of them.
House clearing is available. The mentorship
or...
Mentorships are teleclasses, and they're done through the conference call. And this is for someone who wants to get the, certain aspects of the work more deepened within their practice. And so some people I just coach every week and help them see what's going on. But it's more personalized because spirit's guiding me in the moment to what's going to be appropriate for you. And it might be this way of meditating right now or this activation that's going to help open you up more. So what we do with that is 4 consecutive weeks in a row. And that's becoming very popular. People are doing a lot of that because we're working with them one-on-one. They're in all kinds of conditions. So we're helping them overcome so they're not as affected by the condition. Yeah, and the workshops that we teach, we do spirit talks a lot. Spirit talks I do everywhere. I do them in Sacramento. I've done them in Utah. All over the place. We just go everywhere and do spirit talks.
What are spirit talks?
Well, typically it's about how a house becomes haunted. It's not the way people think it is. Emotional energy in the house is a big proponent of that. We talk about, you know, energy and resonance. And we also do readings from people's departed. So I give readings from the souls that they bring with them, that they're from the spirit, actually, that they're dragging around. So we give readings from departed loved ones at those as well. So those are kind of fun.
Okay. And those are live as well.
Those are live. Yes.
Okay. They're live. Mm-hmm. Any, sorry, go ahead.
No, those are live. And so are the hands-on workshop, self-healing workshops are hands-on. They're live.
Are you, do you have any, I see you've written one book. Is there anything you want to mention about the book? Who maybe it's appropriate for?
It's a great book to show people. You know, everybody's got a story or everyone's got a process. This was more of how I switched from the white light to the golden light and the importance of that and the subtleties and the nuances that you gain from just actually doing the work. It gives you a lot of wisdom. It helps you reclaim a lot of these things that we've just wanted to be fascinated with rather than find the value in transforming. So it takes you through my whole process from when I woke up, you know, well, actually in my childhood, through that, when I woke up, what the circumstances were then and how I just have not identified with my external experience as much as the inner work. And it's really good for people in relationships too, because it shows you that you don't need to blame who you're with because you feel these things. How you feel is how you feel, and it's not the other person that's making you feel that way. And so it's really a crash course in how you can own how you feel and hold your power in your ability to transform it. So your whole relationship or view of the relationship changes. It's not about wanting anything else to change. It's about changing yourself and watching everything as a result of that shift and of its own free will. That's what love does.
And if people would like to start on that path, they can do the meditation we just did earlier on in the show, I presume. And how long would you recommend they do that as a minimum?
Well, that just really depends on the person. And what I typically do is I say, look around on my website and find something that interests you. Like if you know, they would like to receive an MP3, I'll be happy to send anybody who would like one. Give me their email address. I'll send it to them after the show. And they can get busy with that. And then they'll have questions. And so they can get a hold of me and say, I'd like to schedule 4 appointments or just 1 appointment or whatever. I have some questions and we'll go over those. And then I'll give them some tips and, you know, help them through a process that'll help them deepen their connection. Meditation is really the basis for it all, but I deal with people of all levels of development.
And do you have any upcoming workshops in the near future?
Well, I do. I'm getting one together up in the Sacramento area, which I'm waiting to hear about till after Thanksgiving is over. That could be in December or January. I have a workshop coming up at East West Bookshop in January, a 2-day workshop there. I'm trying to think of what the content is. That's how it is. I'm so in the moment. It's January 21st to 22nd. I would have to look that up.
There's a self-healing one, maybe?
It's not a self-healing workshop.
Okay.
No, the last one I did was kind of for the Thanksgiving of for the month. It was really fun. It was about gratitude versus appreciation, the vibrational variances, and how to, you know, the appreciation is the vibration of I love, which is a lot different than being happy you have something because you may not have that, or you couldn't, you know, comparing yourself. Appreciation doesn't tend to divide. We're all about non-duality here. So everything that I do is about that. So Sacramento, I'm trying to do a, you know, how a house becomes haunted. It's not the way you think workshop up here and invite local business people. Realtors need to get on that bandwagon more if they're really trying to help the people they're selling homes to. There's a lot of that stuff going on out there. It helps all kinds of people. So we're going to invite a lot of business people from the community and people who just have questions. Yeah.
Do you have any other projects you're working on? Books or videos?
I have books 2 and 3 I'm working on right now and trying to get all of that pulled together. I just moved, so that's another thing that's kind of throws a lot of chaos in the mix. Just a lot of activity other than what I'd like to be focused on creatively. So I have books 2 and 3 I'm working on, trying to get a big book project going. What I'm doing, my focus now, Spirit has me focused on, is offering the house and property transformations. Because it's not just the house and the property to get transformed, it's people's lives. It's the people who live in the house, if they continue to live there. It's people who, for these reasons, are having these experiences. They're all different. Sometimes it's a wake-up call for some people. Sometimes it's, hey, you've got to do this so you don't create that again for yourself in this way. People are becoming overly fascinated with, out of morbid curiosity, because of a lot of these ghost adventure shows. Back about 11 years ago, I think it was, when they began coming out, I think they've served their purpose in terms of showing people that there is an invisible realm, that energy is active, and there are reasons why, though, that they don't explain. They're just trying to show that it exists. So for a lot of people, it was very helpful to show them that there is an invisible world, they are not just making these things up. But now it's become somewhat of a fascination. We're trying to encourage people to not be so readily willing to play with it. Like they're part of the problem now, not part of the solution. The solution to this is love. And so people are out there antagonizing and harassing these spirits, these energies that are here. And it's not helpful. I mean, there's a lot of people that are moving into these houses on purpose to have this experience, to live within this experience. So we're about the transforming, so consciousness moves along rather than keeping it, where it is right now. So that's been my focus, and they're inspiring me in all different realms to bring it out to the general public. We would like it to be as common as staging a house before it sells, because there are so many reasons why to have that done. Even if no one's died in the house, emotional energy is palpable in some of these places. And if that's dealt with, then the people can live in harmony, especially the children. The children aren't frightened. Children see everything, whether it's a ghost or not. It could just be an emotional imprint of tragedies that happened in their bedroom over and over and over enough to leave it there as an imprint. So there's just a lot of reasons why that's great to have it done. It helps the neighborhood. It helps people. It just helps bring peace to everything. And we would like to do that in much larger capacity. We can't count on humans to take it upon themselves to do their own inner work to change it at the rate we're moving forward. So it's going to shift one way or the other.
Maybe you could create a professional training, train more people to learn how to do what you're doing?
Absolutely. That's my 6-month program. The next one begins in February, and it's a 2-hour teleconference every single week. Like I say, it's a building process. There is a special class beyond that that deals with some of the really, really interesting energies that would normally frighten the heck out of people. That is a very specialized thing, because you absolutely have to know what you're dealing with, and they're all different. So, but it's really great work, and it's actually really fun. I love it.
Do you offer your services in any other language?
Not yet. I haven't been inspired to do that. No one's come to me with that need, but I know if that happened, that it would work out. Like, if things would fall into place, someone would show up. I don't worry about those kinds of things. I don't think about how I should do it. I just allow things to evolve and manifest. So yeah, globally is great. See, you don't have to speak another language when you're skilled enough to do this work so effectively from wherever I am. I could do this work here. And like, we have worked on a massive property out in Georgia recently. And I just finished up last month with a woman who had 2 houses on a property in Hawaii that had been experiencing nefarious activities for a long time. And she bought the place, and she had all kinds of problems and with renters and all of this. And, we did one dwelling at a time on that property. So it took 6 months of work continually to help her come around, that she absolutely experienced everything she wanted to in terms of, you know, the people that she had moved in there, leaving in the way that they did, you know, moving her into a different understanding of how these things happened, how, you know, she didn't have to create them again. I mean, just, it takes a lot. It takes a lot. So yeah, I don't even have to be there. And if it were over in Spain and someone wanted me to do it there, I don't need to speak Spanish in order to be able to do the work.
Can people contact you if they're looking to buy a house to see what the energetic state of the house
is? Oh, absolutely. We absolutely recommend it. And if they're selling a house, if a family lives in a house for any length of time, they've dumped all their emotional energy into the house. And just like a body, that's how the house gets all clogged up with it. So whether you're, you know, whether anything happened in the house or someone died, there's still emotional energy. And so to have that harmonized is great. And beyond that, people that live in these homes to hold that space for themselves so that everything that could try to come into that house or around that house would be neutralized in the field of love. Like you've got to learn how to be loved so strongly that you can't be affected by anything. And it's not in protecting, it's just love, and love doesn't resist, so there's not a problem. But that's the way I like my home to feel. That's what I do in my own home. You know, it vibrates love, so whoever comes into my experience has to vibe up. It's not going to drop the vibrational frequency of my home.
Do you use crystals in any of these processes?
Well, I use crystals personally, but as far as doing the work out in the field, there's a very little, what do you call it, physical things that you, quote, do. Like there's a lot of people that believe it's just about going into a house and walking around with a bowl of sage. But sage is wonderful. It's very purifying. Even if you're sick, it's very purifying to inhale white sage. But there's a lot more to it than that. And if you want to get trained, I'll answer those questions.
Okay. Well, we got 1 minute left. What are the last words of wisdom that you wish to share with the audience?
Learn how to be in the world and not of the world if you really want peace, and let me show you how to get there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure, and we look forward to interviewing you again in the future. People can find your information at the website we mentioned before. I'll say it out again. SIOBHANNICOLAOU.com. Siobhan Nicolaou. And any other coordinates you wish to give out?
Let's see.
Emails or phone numbers or whatever.
Yeah, you can email me if you'd like to get a hold of me quickly. It would be M as in Mary, the number 3, M as in Mary, Light, so LIGHT at gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. It's been very nice. I really enjoyed that meditation. I shall do it again on my own. I highly advise other people to try it too. It's a meditation that's perfectly safe. I've heard similar ones before, so I know the golden light. I've heard many people talk about that's the new light to work with. So I reassure the audience that I think it's a very good technique. So feel free to practice it on your own. And I wish you all the best with future projects and cleaning the earth.
Well, just loving the earth is enough. There's nothing that needs to be cleaned.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We would like to thank our show technician, Donald Newsom, and our sponsor, Community Marketing Communications, wellness experts in strategic marketing planning for businesses in the natural wellness world, alternative medicine, spiritual, metaphysical, all those domains are covered. And we also would like to let you know that if you wish to be a sponsor on the show or advertise during the show with an audio commercial, you can get great exposure within the wellness community. Please contact us for more information, for details on our packages. If you wish to be interviewed, you can also contact me and we'll send you all the details. The name is Raymond Morris. Phone number is 514-798-2737 or email me at raymond@bbsradio.com or Skype me if you're in another country. That will be my Skype username, Raymond Morris, all in one word. May the grace and the blessings of the divine creator be bestowed upon each and every one of you. From my heart, namaste, your host, Raymond Morris. Till next week, God bless.